Genesis, Parshas Bereshis, God creates the world and he creates Adam and Vayikach Hashem Elokim et Adam Vayinicheu Bagan Eden Le'avda U'Leshamra. The Torah says God took Adam and brought him into Gan Eden. Says Rashi from the Medrash, Lakho Bidvarim. Not that he took him physically, but he convinced him. He convinced him to go into Gan Eden. Now the question is so glaring and blaring and obvious. God needed to convince Adam to go to paradise? Like if someone said, like, here's paradise, just step into paradise. Like, you would need convincing? What's that all about, convincing? A compelling question. The answer, perhaps, lies in that very next word. Believe it or not, see, in our minds, we have this thought, oh, paradise. Paradise is so idyllic. We just sit there and just look out, get a suntan and enjoy this sweet beauty. No. There was a method. There was a plan. There was a goal in living in paradise. Work hard. Work in Gan Eden. Work Gan Eden, and care for it. Take responsibility for it. Develop it. Right. Plant. Enjoy. And you'll say what? But that's how's that Gan Eden? Wait a second. Well, maybe it's not paradise if I have to work hard to take care of paradise. The answer is no. That is the ultimate paradise. To have something beautiful, to work hard and to enjoy its beauty and to protect its beauty. Oh yeah, it might be work, but it is the most enjoyable pleasure. It's paradise itself. That's one interpretation. I'd like to share one more. And that is the interpretation of the Sfarno. The Sfarno describes what exactly is this work? La'avda u'leshamra. He suggests la'avda, it's a pronoun, to work on it, u'leshamra, and to guard it, does not refer to Gan Eden, but rather it refers to Adam, to Adam's own personality and his own soul. I've given you a soul, created in my image, I'm bringing you to paradise, now I want you to work hard on it. And that's why Adam sort of resists. Like, this is hard work. It's going to be hard work to develop myself. It's going to be hard work to guard myself from overindulgence and protect myself from, doing things that are eating too much or being too lazy or not developing my soul. And therefore, he needs convincing. But the message of the Sfarno is so powerful. Right. Once again, we're commanded from the get-go to develop ourselves and work of oved and shomer on our own personalities, and our own souls, and our own spirits. But again, that is the ultimate paradise. That's the point. Step into my Gan Eden, says God. Step into my paradise and develop yourself. Develop your soul. Work your spirit. Develop self-control. Right? Become a greater and greater being. And that'll be the ultimate sweetness of Gan Eden and paradise. That is the ultimate pleasure in this world. Blessing you and me and all of Israel with a rebirth, a renewal, a rejuvenation as we start the sweetest book in the world once again. And blessing you on both counts, that your physical world, you should build your own Gan Eden, your own paradise. Live in it, guard it, protect it, enjoy it. And in our own spiritual selves, beings, and families, build it, protect it, and reap the sweet pleasures of living in your own personal paradise, Gan Eden. Shabbat Shalom.